invitation to give a talk here. I would like to say some words about the history, why this presentation is here. Several years ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I gave two talks in here at the seminar on mathematical finance in Fields Institute, and another talk in investment symposium organized by Institute of Actuaries of Canada. And both talks were devoted to pricing of equity-linked life insurance contracts by means of imperfect hedging developed in mathematical finance. So, but in both talks, as well as in papers written after this, it was assumed that the interest rate is a constant in the market. Last year, but in both talks, I formulated some future research problems for students, for other people, and the one problem was devoted to how to develop this approach to the case of stochastic interest rate. And last year I recognized that there are a couple of papers devoted exactly to this problem. And it was given in the framework of Black-Scholes model, but I immediately decided to concentrate on jump diffusion model to extend this approach in more general case. That's why presentation here devoted to quantile hedging approach to risk management of equity-linked life insurance contracts in stochastic interest rate environment. Okay. What is the essence of this contract? This contract is a financial insurance contract. We are speaking now about life insurance. The two sources of randomness here, randomness of financial market, on the other hand, randomness of people, of clients of insurance company. So we have evolution of prices of stock in the market, and we have future lifetime of insured, of client, of HX. Terminology. These are called segregated funds in Canada, variable annuities in the United States, and the European title is unit-linked or equity-linked contracts. There are a lot of numbers which is good motivation to study this question. Formerly, it was issues of NAVA. This is National Association of Variable Annuities of United States. Now it's moved to the Insured Retirement Institute. And there are many, many numbers about these products. Yeah. Types of contracts. Death and maturity guarantees, term of guarantee, resets, fund switching, and so on. We concentrate about on types of hedging just to explain our approach. In mathematical finance, we have perfect hedging as a most well-known hedging technique, which means the following: that terminal value of portfolio should be greater or equal than the payoff function with probability 1. Mean variance hedging means that terminal value of portfolio should be close to contingent claim in the sense of L2 space. Next type of hedging is called efficient hedging, and this type of hedging operates with loss function. This notion comes from statistical sciences, and it is good, and means the following: that we need to find portfolio pi star, which gives minimal value of this quantity. In particular, quantile hedging may be most well-known type of hedging after perfect and mean variance hedging. Can be derived from efficient hedging as a particular case with a loss function, which is this indicator. And if we rewrite this condition, we get probability of successful hedging should be maximized. In complete market, if we use hedging and for pricing and risk management, we can construct a replicating strategy for contingent claim, and so pricing and optimal hedging technique is straightforward for this case. But in incomplete markets and also in markets with different constraints, it is not true. Exact replication is not possible, and the problem is reduced to the following: find a strategy in the market, to create portfolio with the capital which is close enough in some probabilistic space, in some probabilistic sense, to the contingent claim or payoff function of the contract. And equity-linked life insurance contracts gives us an example when, because mortality component is here, then exact replication is not possible, and we need to use type of hedging which is different than replication or perfect hedging. Here I give some standard references in this area. Papers of Brennan and Schwartz and Boyle and Schwartz are now practically classical papers in this area. Other papers are devoted to some contract with constant and deterministic guarantee, and they use perfect hedging technique to price such a contract. And Mueller was the first who developed the theory of mean variance hedging in this area. After this, in 2004, I proposed to use quantile hedging technique to price such a contract and organize a corresponding risk management for insurance company. This paper is devoted to jump diffusion model, and this paper extends the approach to stochastic interest rate case. In this paper, we did all calculations, and all our results proved under assumption that interest rate is constant. And the goal of this talk, just to extend this paper to consider the same practically market as in this paper, and introduce here some model for stochastic interest rate, and do all necessary derivation of formulas for prices and strategies and other calculation of other parameters to provide risk management, optimal risk management for insurance company for such contracts. And it will be some generalization of this paper to jam diffusion case. Okay. And we after this we illustrate results by some real data analysis, and we compare our current results with results of, we got 5 or 6 years ago. Okay. Now, the model. The model setting is here in this paper. So this is, we have bank account with constant interest rate and jump diffusion model, W, Wiener process, P is a Poisson process with intensity lambda. And it is not difficult to find condition under which it is possible to construct Martingale measure here, and to find conditions under which this measure will be unique measure. We assume this about this about parameters of the model. It means that first asset S1 is more risky than the second one, and the second asset will play the role of stochastic guarantee. First asset will provide better profit if you are holder of this contract. The second asset will give you stochastic guarantee. In particular, we include case of constant guarantee, the case of guarantee when guarantee presented by Black-Scholes model, etc., etc. Okay. Now this is the model of financial market. Now another component of the contract, which is based on remaining lifetime of person at age X. We place this model on another probability space, and we call as usually this probability as survival probability. And because two models should be independent, because it's difficult to imagine that that behavior of usual people plays the role for behavior of financial market. And therefore, complex model we can consider on the product probability space. On the product probability space. And we defined contract under consideration with the following payoff function. We denoted this in this way. So this is pure financial quantity. This is indicator that lifetime will be greater than T capital, the maturity date of the contract. The payoff, the structure of payoff for this model will be considered as a maximum between first asset at terminal time T capital and the second asset. So if you if we understand S2 as a guarantee and S1 as a possible profit, it is quite natural to see that this is a quite attractive contract for a client, for client. Okay. It is possible, this technically not simple to do, but I just tried the formula of paper 2005. If we consider this on the set if we assume this assumption about parameters of the model, it's possible to write the following formula for survival probability in terms of parameters of the market. Later, we will see why we have such a formula. So this is combination of two types of risk. On one hand side, we have some expression in terms of parameters of the market. On the other hand, we have some insurance component of risk. Okay. Now let's do some generalization. We have again a financial market based on behavior of two processes, Wiener process and Poisson process. Because preparations were so fast that this is P, not pi, Poisson process. Pi, usually I use pi as a strategy. Okay? There are some typos in here. So let's introduce the model for interest rate. This is the AGM model. Let's write this in here for this market in this case. This is instantaneous forward interest rate. And for spot rate, R, we have this formula for RT. And price of default free discount zero coupon bond at time T can be expressed in this way. It's well known. And bank account will be defined in this way. And again, we assume this assumption about parameters of the model, and we can find conditions under which we can find Martingale measure P star, which defined by this density. And phi and lambda star are solution of this equation. By the way, lambda star is the intensity of Poisson process pi, P with respect to this measure. It's possible to write explicit representation of B and SI, of course, in this setting. And here you have this representations. Now we consider a single equity-linked life insurance contract with payoff function, which is presented here. Maximum between S1 and S2 at time T. T capital will be later. S1, maximal size of future profit. And S2 is a stochastic guarantee. And classical price for such contracts is Brennan-Schwarz price. And this is calculated in this way. And the structure of this formula is as follows. We have some expectation of pure financial component of the contract, time, survival probability. This is classical formula even for actuarial mathematics, actuarial science before Brennan and Schwarz, because usually actuarial science operated constant payment in the end of the contract, and so you just leave this in non-stochastic case, and you find this formula in any book in actuarial science. It is clear now the following, that price, Brennan and Schwarz price H0 strictly less than the price of pure financial contract in financial market. It means that we are restricted as insurance company, we are restricted to create replicating strategy. Because we have no enough money to create perfect hedging. So we should call some other types of hedging. And we will find a strategy to hedge successfully with maximal probability. So the set here A, again here, instead of H here, it should be X capital, here X capital. Okay. So this set is called successful hedging set. So this is a set where perfect hedging possible. Maybe probability of this set is not equal to 1. It's less than 1. The hedge pi star is called quantile hedge if this probability is maximal in the class of all such sets with this restriction. The problem is how to construct the maximal successful hedging set. This theory, developed by Fellner and Leukert in two papers, published in 1999 and 2000, we will base our consideration here only on the paper Fellner and Leukert devoted to quantile hedging. But it's possible to write something similar in case of efficient hedging for arbitrary loss function. But it is not our goal here. Quantile hedge, according to this paper, quantile hedge does exist, unique, and very important, this is a perfect hedge for modified claim. And the structure of this modified claim is, we have this claim time indicator of maximal successful hedging set. This is very important. The structure, general structure of successful hedging set is based on construction given in the famous Neumann-Pearson lemma from statistical science. That's why we have this structure here. At the same time, we know that we have for such a contract, Brennan and Schwartz price, which is here, and on the other hand, we have the price of this contract as here. So we put together these two quantities, and we have some kind of balance equation. If we rewrite this equation in this form, we have the following equality. On one hand side, we have survival probability. On the other hand side, we have this ratio. The denominator of this ratio is fair price of modified claim. And denominator of this is a fair price of the contract if there is no budget limitation for this contract. And so, if we are working in the Black-Scholes world, then definitely here we should have something similar like Black-Scholes formula or Margrethe formula. Here it will be also something similar, but different one. And remaining part of the lecture, of this talk, will be denoted how to express this ratio in terms of of initial parameters of the model. We can We can calculate here. This is some technical details. I will not concentrate on this. We can calculate these things, and we can calculate Brennan and Schwarz price. Price here. Here, psi 1 and psi 2 are two bivariate normal distributions. P in some kind of quantity which is connected with intensity of Poisson process. Okay, and this is some other parameters. Usually, in all results regarding jump diffusion model are long. And combining both things together, we have this formula, and it will be key formula to propose some risk management for insurance company. Okay. This is some parameters. Because I have no time, I have five minutes. Let's give some numerical illustration. We took some statistical data from 1987 till 2010. We use Vasichuk-White model, and we consider two indices, Russell 2000 and S&P 500. One is more risky, another one is more stable. And using a very nice paper by Mancini, I recommend if somebody here studies the question how to estimate parameters of jump diffusion model, we can estimate parameters of jump diffusion model in this case like this. And we consider maturity times from 1 year, 3, 5, 10. We don't consider here 15 and 20, because we will compare results for constant and non-constant interest rate. We will operate only maybe 10 years. And we also fix different level of financial risk as a probability non-hedging probability. 1%, 2.5%, and 5%. And we can calculate survival probability based on this level of risk. And for instance, we have here this table. Fluctuation of this probability is not big, and practically. And we can use mortality table, reconstruct what age should be appropriate for such a contract. Let's concentrate here. So starting from 46 years, we can sell this insurance company can sell this contract, hedging the corresponding claim with a probability 95%. Okay, this is our data. Our results for constant interest rate, and we see that these numbers, okay. And now let's compare results. Maybe last sentence, that for fixed financial risk epsilon, the contract maturity increases, the change of survival probability decreases in small percentage in case of stochastic interest rate, and in case of non-stochastic interest rate, it is go opposite way. This is maybe main difference between these two things. And concluding remarks about this talk is that it's possible to apply to this area of research another approach based on risk measures, risk measures. And we did it in case on QAR. QAR in case of Black-Scholes model. And another another comment that assumption about non-stochasticity interest rate, of course, is very very sophisticated. It's enough to see the behavior of T-bills of United States, for instance, for this period, and fluctuation is big enough. So that's all. Thank you very much.